Never experience yesterday again. It has ended. It's historical, it's part of us, but it has come to an end. And so many of us are scared to let go. We're scared to experience the ending process. We are scared because if we finally do let go and we finally do bring things to conclusions and bring them to endings, that we actually begin to feel, we'll actually begin to experience a change inside of ourselves. That's why so many of us carry inside of us what I call victims. So many of us are constantly holding on to what was. So many of us are scared to release and to let go. That's why this process is so important. In the sixth step, we learn how to grieve. In the seventh step, we learn to release our victims. We learn to let go. As we engage in the grieving process, try to understand how important it is now for us to continue to work on the inventory process in our life. Inventory is part of life. Inventory is learning and growing. And so now, in the process of recovery, we now take the time to go back and to examine and look at our families as they truly were. The difference is we are now going to be able to experience and do this with support and with a support system. We are not going to do it alone. As we begin this process also, we are now going to begin to experience, beginning to develop a change in our life. As we begin in the sixth step to look at the grieving process, remember that it is a process, and each of us will take part in it to the level that we are ready to. That's why you can't force this step, and you can't do it magically. It's going to take a lot of time. Also, try to understand as you begin to work on this process of recovery, that as you begin to experience the grieving process, what are you doing? You are basically giving yourself permission to go through and experience the parts of life that we constantly deny. You see, death and life, death and birth are part of who we are. Every time you bring something to an end, every time you give yourself permission to bring something to a conclusion, what you do is you actually give yourself permission to let something new inside of you be born. We are always being born, and we are always dying. And that is the gift. That is the most beautiful part of what life is all about. As we now go back and we look at our shortcomings, our defects of character, as we now go back and look at our lives, we realize that there is a negative part of me. And now what I must do is examine that negative part, face it, embrace it, and heal it. There's an old theory I'd like to share with you at this point as we begin the grief loss process, and it's very simple. When you look at yourself as a human being, visualize yourself as a 50-50 process. Here's an analogy. When you go outside and you get into your car, you normally have inside of your car a battery, providing no one's helped themselves to it. But the reality is very simple. If you look at a battery in a battery is 50% negative and 50% positive. That means if your battery is balanced, 50-50, your battery has total energy, complete energy. Isn't that amazing? You see, it takes the negative and the positive in balance to create harmony and to create energy. Now, take that analogy, and I would like you now to apply it to your own life, to apply it to the gift of yourself. Deep down inside of each and every one of us, there is 50% of us that is negative and 50% that is positive. Now, if you are a good, healthy human being, and you have balance and you have energy in your life, it means that your negative and positive self is in balance. See, what's so special and so important about recovery is I don't just want to know what's beautiful and what's special. I also want to be in touch with the negative parts of me. I want to be able to experience and look at all the negative concepts inside of me, because this will then teach me and show me